In Afghanistan, charges of election fraud are rattling hopes for the nation's first peaceful transfer of power. Candidate Abdullah Abdullah claims election officials directed by President Hamid Karzai rigged votes to ensure Abdullah's loss. Official results won't be known for another month, and Abdullah now says he won't recognize them. NPR's Sean Carberry reports this could fuel a political crisis.
Small and so far peaceful demonstrations like this one in Kabul are popping up around the country. Roughly 100 supporters of Abdullah Abdullah are chanting and carrying signs saying, "Death to fraud and death to the Independent Election Commission." 27-year-old student Mohammed Hashim Rodmard says he organized this demonstration.
"We will not stop until we get Abdullah into the presidential palace, and we won't accept anything else."
The rhetoric here is uncompromising. They say they will defend their votes. There's a lot of talk about spilling blood.
Unfortunately, this is what many had feared.
Graham Smith is with the International Crisis Group in Kabul. He says that the hope was for a margin of victory well beyond the level of fraud, so that the loser, be it Abdullah or opposing candidate Ashraf Ghani, would have no choice but to concede peacefully.
Ghani has said, actually, victory in this contest will be decided by the loser.
Abdullah won the first round with 45% of the vote to Ghani's 31%. Smith says many thought Abdullah would roll to victory in last weekend's runoff. Preliminary results aren't due for another 2 weeks, but...
leaked results suggest that Ghani has pulled ahead in the second round.
Which has fired up Abdullah, who withdrew from a 2009 runoff election against Karzai because he said the vote was rigged. Abdullah is claiming that in this election, the initial turnout estimate in excess of 7 million voters is wildly inflated.
"We all know that the turnout was not as high as it was set, and it was perhaps much less than that."
And Abdullah says that unofficial vote counts in pro-Ghani provinces are suspiciously out of proportion with population estimates and security conditions. Ghani claims his apparent gains are a result of aggressive campaigning and is calling on Abdullah to respect the electoral process. But some election monitors also say there was extensive fraud in the runoff. Abdullah continues to point the finger at Karzai and says he doesn't trust the electoral and complaints commissions to address his allegations.
"We will not consider these two institutions as legitimate from now onward."
"I do see credibility of the process being questioned."
Abdullah Ahmadzai is the former head of Afghanistan's Elections Commission. While he argues Abdullah is making a risky political move to boycott the process, Ahmadzai says the Independent Election Commission does need to be more transparent.
"I think it's each candidate's right, it's the people's right, to know the details of the turnout."
The longer it takes to address Abdullah's complaints, Ahmadzai says, the more the legitimacy of the process suffers. The international community has warned that future support to Afghanistan depends on a successful presidential election. Abdullah argues this deadlock is the fault of the president and the elections commission. He says he'll determine his next move after the results are announced next month. In the meantime, some of Abdullah's powerful allies are calling for, quote, civic resistance. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.